Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in to our broadcast today. This is the day that the Lord's made. We're going to rejoice in it and be glad there is. Please stay tuned. Make sure you tell all your neighbors. Call them and let them know that we're on the air, that the Apostle Lonnie Stark is on the air. He has a word in his mouth that he believes that will be a blessing in to you and for you and in your life. Amen. Don't go nowhere. Remember, we do need your support to keep broadcasting on the radio. Make all donations to the Jesus Save Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. That's TJSM 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. Or make it right there on the World Wide Web at www.tjsm.org. Click on the donation page and make your donation right there. Remember, you can email me at gojesusnow@aol.com. You can also call me at 718-574-2244. We'd be so happy to hear from you. Also, don't forget, you can get us 24-7 at 1-213-992-4339. That's by your telephone. All right, stay tuned. Have a great day. Morning and God bless you. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice in it and be glad therein. Tell all your friends that God is good and he's worthy to be praised. You are more than a conqueror today. You are a winner today. Give God the praise for that wonderful idea that God had when he saved us. Amen. I didn't see it so much myself, but God seen it. And I'm thanking him today because he's seen what I needed in my life. I didn't even see it for myself, but the Lord seen it. I thank the Lord. Amen. When the Lord saved me, I was in a mess. You talking about a mess. I was in a mess. Amen. I'm in a mess. I might yet been in a mess since then, but I've never been in a mess the way I was before the Lord saved me. I'm telling you, he really saved me, and I was in a mess. And I thank the Lord how he brought me out of that mess. He brought me out of that mess. It's just amazing. It's just so wonderful to give God the praise and the glory and the honor for all the many things he brought me out of. Oh, my God. Amen. Some of you may have never been in too much, but I really was in a real mess. I was in a mess. My life was in a mess. I was shacking up. I was whoremongering. I was committing adultery, you name it. And I was just all messed up. I was messed up, but God, in his mercy, saved me and delivered me. And I'm grateful to God today. I'm so, so grateful to God today to be saved and sanctified and to be a child of God. Now, today I'm very excited because really I had planned to do something bigger, but I haven't really got it together. But I think I'm going to do it Saturday anyway. I'm celebrating today 1 year. Today is the 27th of the month. And on the 27th of last year, on this month, I started on Blog Talk Radio on the 27th day of the month. It was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Minister Bourne was I, and I was in the office. And I said, let me try that. So we went on Blog Talk Radio. So that was the 27th. And you know, there's one more day. And we only had 17 people for the 2 days that viewed us that month, 17 people. And today I just checked the statistics. On this month alone, we've had 11,996. A little bit down from last month and January, but we thank the Lord for it. But from December and January and November. November was up to 14,025. December were like 11,500. And then January, we're like 110 people from being 15,000 of you that listened to me and supported us. And we thank the Lord for that. And today I just want to tell you that I'm grateful to the Lord for these 12 months that I've been here on Blog Talk Radio. And then I was just looking at my checkbook. And if I'm not mistaken, I started on WSNR right here in August, I think like the 17th of last year. So August, September, October, November, December. This is 5 months going on into the 6th month on WSNR radio. We started broadcasting. And it's kind of expensive to me to do it. Amen. I'm not a large church, but I got Jesus and I just trust him. And I want to do something special this Saturday coming up. I didn't announce it. I said I was going to do something, but I didn't. So this Saturday coming up, I would like to have a celebration breakfast and a healing service here, because we had one this past Sunday, and God met this church, met us in a big way on this past Sunday. Evangelist Charlene Steve Bourne came in with a cane, and God blessed her that she could walk out without a cane. She came in with chest pains, and the Lord blessed her that she walked out with no pain. And we give God the praise for that. And I believe that God is still the same God. He can do great things and mighty things. So this Saturday morning, all of you on WSNR, I want to have a breakfast, amen, here at the church. It's going to be a breakfast and good preaching and the deliverance service. If you need healing and a miracle in your life, I'm believing God. I'm celebrating, it'd be three things at one time. First of all, I'm celebrating 12 months for being on Blog Talk Radio. Amen, consistent. 12 months. And like I said, today, there's been 11,996 of you that's been viewing me. Now, I can't tell the statistics of WSNR, but I know this has been September, October, November, December, January 5. It's going on the 6 month. It's been 5 months out, and I'm going into the 6 month. I think about the 12th, the next month will be 6 months. I've been here on WSNR. So I want to have a breakfast this Sunday, this Saturday morning, to celebrate the 12 months and the 6 months of being on this radio station. And we give God the praise for that. And we've been on livestream.com for like 4 years. 4 years. And we give God the praise for that. And thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for all of you that support me. But I'm asking you for a special donation. Amen. This is 12 months. I'm asking for $12. Isn't that something? 12 months, $12. $1 a month, not a dollar a day. And I'm going to have a breakfast this Saturday morning, God willing, the weather be permitting, at 8 a.m. right here at the Jesus Saves Ministry. Now, the information is on the screen. The church address is 509 Evergreen Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, 11221. We are in the Bushwick section of Brooklyn between Cornelius Street and Putnam Avenue. I would ask you to come and be a part of that service on this Saturday morning, right? Amen. God love you, and I do too. I want you to know that you're more than a conqueror. You're more than a, you're more. Come on now. You're more than a conqueror. God love you. Come on now. God love you, and you're more than a conqueror. Now, sometimes following Jesus is not a very good thing. I mean, because we don't know where it's taking you. Am I right? And I found that in the book of Matthew. And I'm going to share that with you this morning. In the book of Matthew, there's a scripture there that's amazing. Now, Jesus tells us to follow him. But sometimes when you follow Christ Jesus, man, you don't know what's next. You really don't. You don't know. Now, let's look at something here. In Matthew chapter number 8, and I want you to look at verse 22. But Jesus said unto him, follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. Now, Jesus tells us we shouldn't worry about a funeral. We shouldn't put anything in front of him, but we should follow him. That's what Jesus tells us. That we should follow him regardless. No matter what, we should follow him. Now, the next verse, it says something that's very important. It says, and when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, just like you and I. When Jesus entered into the ship, his disciples followed him. His disciples followed him. Now, that's exactly what he said do. But the amazing thing, when you're following Jesus, look what happened in verse 24. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Have you ever followed Jesus, or of you that know Jesus, have you ever noticed it looked like sometimes he's asleep? It looked like sometimes Jesus doesn't even care. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever noticed that, that sometimes Jesus looked like he don't care? It looks like he doesn't care. I mean, I'm telling you from personal experience. You don't know what's next. You never know what's next when you're going to follow Jesus. You don't know when somebody's going to do you wrong and it looks like Jesus is just going to let it happen. Come on now. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. Come on now. Jesus loves you, and he will not abandon you. Now, it may look like it. It may look like it. It may look like Jesus has abandoned you. I want you to know that. It may look like it, but he hasn't. He hasn't. It just looked like it. And that's what I want to talk about today. It just looked like it. Now, in verse 25, it says, and his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. Now notice they was following Jesus. Are you understand? They was following Jesus. They were following the Lord Jesus Christ. And now here they are out in the ship and there's a storm and Jesus is down in the ship asleep. And so they go wake him up. And he said, Lord, don't you care if we perish? There it is on the screen, Matthew 8:25. And his disciples came to him and awoke him saying, Lord, save us, we perish. I mean, that's not a good feeling. Let me tell you that. I want to tell you something. It's not a good feeling when you feel like everything is gone. Seems like nobody cares. It appears that you're all alone. It feels like you're going to die. Are you going to lose your house? Are you going to lose your marriage? Are you going to the doctor and seem like the doctor's not helping you? That's not a good feeling. I don't care who it is. It's really not a good feeling. But we got to trust God. We got to trust him regardless. We got to keep our faith in him regardless because he tells us to follow him. But while you're following him, it looks like everything happens, everything. How many of you out there that's listening to me that you know for yourself you've done the best you could to follow Christ and trouble came anyway? It's not that you wasn't doing the best you could, but trouble came anyway. And even though you was doing the best you could, I mean, you lost your house, you got sick, your body got sick. How many got sick? I've been sick. You got high blood, you got low blood, you've had a stroke. Following Jesus. Following Jesus. And you're doing exactly what he told you to do. You're following him. And you still have a problem. You're following. You pay your tithes. You give your offering. You come to church. You dance. You shout. You do all the things that you think is right. And you still have a problem. Well, isn't that what happened here in the book of Matthew? Let me just go into this book again. And let's just look at something here. The book of Matthew. Let's go into the book. Now, let's look at, well, first of all, let's look at the topic, right? The topic is following Jesus. What next? What's next? While you're following Jesus, sometimes you wonder, what's next? I preached a message one time about 10 years ago, and my subject was next, next. Remember the man, the one with the issue of blood? And remember, man's daughter was sick and everything, and then the woman with the issue of blood came up and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and she got healed, and I said, I'm next. That was my subject. I'm next. Sometimes it feels like that. It feels like everybody else beats you out. It feels like you're never next, like everyone else is next. That's the way it feels. It feels like that you are never ever next. It feels like that Christ has forgotten you. You got to hold on to his word. You got to hold on to his word. The only thing you can do is hold on to God's word. That's the only thing you can do. You can't do nothing else. What else you gonna do? His word is true, he won't lie. If you hold on to Jesus' word, he will do what he said. Yes, he will. He will do what he said. He'll take care of you. Jesus will make a way for you. Yes, he will. He'll take care. It don't seem like it sometimes. I'm a living witness. I'm not telling you that it's easy because sometimes it don't seem like God is with me. Sometimes it appears that I'm all alone. Sometimes it seems like that God has forgotten me. Sometimes it seems like God is asleep. I mean, if you've never experienced that yet, I don't know. And I'm glad that you haven't. And I pray that you never experience it. But there are times that it looked like Jesus is not there, but you're following him. Now, when you first get saved, you get all giddy, you get all happy, you're jumping, you're shouting, you're praising God. But then down the road, there comes those problems. You know, I bought a book one time, and the subject was, the title of the book was, the not-so-easy teachings of Jesus. Everything that Jesus teaches us to do is not easy, but it'll work out for our good. Let's look at something. In Matthew chapter number 8, verse 27, but Jesus said unto him, follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. Now, Jesus tells them to follow him. Now, watch what happens. Now, watch what happens. Even though Jesus tells them to follow him. The next verse, and when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. So they obeyed him. They obeyed the Lord Jesus Christ and followed him. In the next verse, verse 24 of the 8th chapter of Matthew, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea. In other words, a storm. Insomuch that the ship was covered with waves. But he was asleep. Now he tells you to follow him. And here comes a storm. And he's down there comfortable asleep. Now Jesus is God. He knows what he's going to do. But you don't really know. And you don't want to go through what you're going through. Who wants to be in a storm? I've been in several storms in my life. I mean, actual storms. I've been in Storm Hazel. I mean, I've been in many storms. And the wind is a twirling and a blowing. And come on, trees falling down. Pieces falling off buildings. Some buildings falling down. And I'm in the storm. Cars are being turned over. I'm in the storm. Nobody wants to be in no storm. But the Bible, and then there's sicknesses. Sometimes you're sick, you go to the doctor. I remember, let me tell you what happened to me. 2 years ago, I was at my doctor's office. He said, Mr. Stocks, say, you know, I got one more test I want to give you. I said, okay. He said, I want you to take this particular test. He said, but there's some side effects to it. Let me give you the side effects, and you read it over, and you make your mind up. And so when you come back next month, you'll let me know if you want to take this test. And we'll schedule you that, take the test. Well, okay, that's all right. So they gave me the papers to the side effects, and I went home. Well, I came home, but I was on my way home. So I stopped at the red light in my automobile, and I read one of the side effects of the test was death. That was one of the side effects. One of the side effects of the test that my doctor suggested that he wanted me to take was death. It could cause death. Wait a minute. You want me to take a test that you just want to experiment on me, but one of the side effects is I could die. So I made my mind up before I got home. This test is out. But there's nothing wrong. There was no reason other than he just wanted to check, right? My heart was working all right. My blood pressure was okay. But just in case, he wanted to just check. So when I came back to the doctor the next month for my scheduled appointment, he said, Lonnie, what did you decide? Did you decide you want to take the test? I said, oh, no, I'm not taking that test. He said, okay, thank you, and just left it like that, right? Well, that was the best thing for him to do. You understand? But because I wasn't going to take the test. The point I'm bringing out to you, there are some things we that are Christians that when we follow Christ, there are some things that we are faced that are not pleasant. And you got to always, once you learn the word of God, is be at a time that you realize that you don't know what's next. You don't know what's on the next corner. You don't know what's next in life. You know, it's good that you're saved. Well, thank God I'm saved. Thank God we're born again. But guess what? We have to learn that Christ is with us. You understand? He didn't leave us, and he's going to bring you through. I want you to know something. He's going to bring you through. He's not going to abandon you. He's going to take care of you. He's going to make a way for you. Yes, he does. Yes, he will. Jesus Christ is going to make a way. Even though he's in the ship sleep, the Bible says, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. He was asleep. He was asleep. Now look at this. Let's look at something. The next verse says, verse 25, that's Matthew chapter 8, verse 25. The next verse says, and Jesus came to him, and his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. Save us, we perish. Have you ever felt like that? Lord, if you don't save me now, God, I need a, I hear people all the time, they'll tell me, Pastor, I need help right away. Look, I need help right away. Come on now. Have you ever heard people say that? Man, I need this thing right away. Come on now. You ever felt like that? I need it now. God, I really need now. I need help. I'm your child. I hear people saying, man, I tell God, I need it now. Well, I felt the same way. But we got to have courage and confidence in God. We got to keep our confidence that God will not abandon us. If Jesus told them to follow him, if he's told you and I to follow him, he's not going to let us down. Look at verse 26. And he says unto them, why are ye fearful? Jesus asked the question, O ye of little faith. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. That's a lot of consolation there, isn't it? Why are ye fearful? Well, Lord, I'm fearful because there's a storm. The waves are covering the ship. I keep getting these words that I need to take this test. I have to take this operation now. I may be losing my house. They're talking about foreclosure. Yes, I am afraid. I'm human. But Jesus said, why are you afraid? Oh, ye of little faith. Why are ye fearful? Why are ye fearful? Now, to me, that's a lot to be asked of me in the storm. But it's just amazing that Jesus would take the time to answer us, even in the storm. Why are ye fearful? Oh, ye of little faith. Faith is ever bold. Faith has to be bold. If you have faith, we must be bold. B-O-L-D. Come on now. We can't be intimidated. We can't allow things to get us. See, faith is your ticket out of that situation you're in today. By faith are you saved. Lest any man should boast. It is the gift. By grace are you saved. Lest any man should boast. So in other words, it's by faith. It's grace, but it's by faith. You got to believe. Even though you have to go to the doctor tomorrow and you're faced with this situation, I'm encouraging you tonight, this morning, don't give up on God. Listen to Marvin Sapp just right, just for a moment, just please. Listen to what Marvin Sapp says.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. when I look back over all you brought me through.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wise, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Yes, Lord. I just couldn't have made it without Jesus. And you know what? I want to serve notice on you today, and it's good news. Even though you're going through whatever you're going through and you're experiencing whatever you are experiencing, but I want to inform you, you will make it. Christ will bring you through it. The Bible says, and he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Yes, there's a great calm. There was a great calm. Anytime that we obey Jesus and trust him, even though the waters arise and even though the hurricanes are there, even though the tornadoes are there. But if we keep our faith and don't doubt him, God's going to bring us through. He's going to bring us out. That's why I said, where is your faith? Oh, ye of little faith, what happened to your faith? Why did you lose your faith? Why did you allow what you see to cause you to lose your faith? Why did you allow what you're going through to cause you to lose your faith? Remember, he told us in verse 22 to follow him. And in verse 23, they went to follow him, and they did follow him into the ship, but there was a storm. Jesus never said we were not going to have storms, whether you follow him or not. You're still going to have, there are going to be storms. I mean, I don't know why some of you guys and people think we're following Jesus, there will be no storm. But even if you don't follow Jesus, there will be a storm. There are people dying with cancer that don't believe in Christ. There are people that are blind with dying with blood sugar, having amputees, legs taken off, arms taken off, and they don't follow Christ. They've never been saved. There are people that are alcoholics that's never been saved. Well, look at those out there going with dogs and sleeping, women sleeping with dogs. And come on now. Look at all of that. I just saw the other day this lady was sleeping with the dog. The lady was sleeping with a dog. The lady in Nevada was out in the backyard on her knees with a bulldog having sex with her. So just because you follow Jesus and you got a problem, why would you turn against Jesus? Look at those that don't follow Jesus. They still have problems. If you don't believe it, go to the cemetery. There are many bodies in the cemetery that doesn't follow Jesus. Come on now. Go to the funeral home. You'll find many corpses in there that don't follow Jesus or that didn't follow Jesus. So let's don't be so naive to think, well, if you follow Jesus, there is no worth to it. Yes, there is. There is worth to following Jesus. The Bible says right here that he rebuked the storm. He rebuked it. He rebuked the wind, and there was a great calm. The next verse says, it's right there on the screen. It says, but the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? See, that's the person I want to follow. The person that even though I'm following him and there is a storm, there are some occurrences that I don't want to go through. As I told you that I was under the doctor's care a few years ago, and they wanted me to take this test, and one of the side effects was death. And I made my mind up right away that I wasn't going to take that test, that I was going to follow Jesus. Well, I followed Jesus, guess what? And he delivered me. When I went back, they said, you know, we give you a clean bill of health on that. You're all right. But supposing I would have taken it and died, could I have said it was Jesus' fault? No, no, no. That's where your faith come in at. That's where you have to have faith. See, don't turn loose your faith. Whatever you do, don't relinquish your faith. Keep your faith. Keep faith in God. Keep trusting God. Listen, I got to do these announcements. Mr. Smith just came in here yesterday, and he paid me for his announcement. So let me just do that. I have to do that. Keep it locked right here.
Thank you for tuning in to the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast, hosted by Apostle Lonnie Stott, coming to you from the Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. At this time, we would like to invite you to become partners with us, both with your prayers and your finances, so we can continue to preach the gospel. Partner with us with just a $1 a day donation. We are a 501c3 organization, so all donations are tax exempt. You can donate three ways. One, send correspondence via mail to 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. Or call us at 718-574-2244. Lastly, via our website at www.tjsm.org. We can accept check, Visa, Master, Discover, or American Express cards. We can also accept PayPal via our website. Thank you in advance for your support of the ministry as we continue to spread the gospel across the world.
For all your funeral needs, call Interborough Funeral Service at 718-452-0101. It's located at 544 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. The funeral director is Mr. Manny Spouse. Tell him you heard about them at the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast.
Purchase your first home with a very small down payment. This is the time. Interest rates are historically low before it's too late. Call Jimmy Smith at 917-330-4811. We're conveniently located at 1928 Fulton Street near Ralph Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11233. Home Market Realty. Our hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Again, call Jimmy Smith, 917-330-4811, and tell him you heard it here at the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast.
That's right. Please go by and support those people. And if you're looking for a home, that's the man to see, Mr. Jimmy Smith at Home Market Realty. They will give you a real good. They told me just Monday he was in the office. And he said, Pastor, make sure you tell the people that interest rates are low now, and it's time to buy a home now, and I can help you get into a home. And if you never owned a house and you want to buy your own home and you're in the metropolitan area of New York, please go by and see Mr. Jimmy Smith at Home Market Realty. His telephone number is 917-330-4811. That's 917-330-4811. They will bless you. They'll bless you real good. You'll be surprised at what they'll do for you in helping you acquire your first home. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for this opportunity to be here and bring this message this morning. The message is a solid message, but at the same time, I want you to understand that this message is a real message. The message is following Jesus. Then I put in parentheses, what's next? Following Jesus doesn't mean that you're exempt, that you're never going to have a problem. You know, I wish that was the case. I wish that I could tell you that following Jesus Christ, you will never, ever have a problem. But I can't tell you that. Well, I could tell you that, but I'll be lying to you. There are some times that you follow Jesus, and there are problems. There are problems. They occur. Just like this particular instance here, they got in the ship and a storm came. I mean, you can't deny that a reality. We don't know what's next, but you know one thing? The security in this is that you're following Christ and that he's going to take care of you. Let me read this to you from this same story. Do I have time? Yes. From the New LT. That's Matthew chapter 8, verse 22. But Jesus told him, follow me now. Let the spiritually dead bury their dead. That's what Jesus said. Then in the very next verse, verse 23, then Jesus got into a boat and started across the lake with his disciples. They're with him. Then in verse 24, the word of God said, suddenly a fierce storm struck the lake with waves breaking into the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. Does it seem like Jesus is sleeping in your life? But I come to announce to you, he's really not sleeping. You're going to survive this storm. Verse 25, the disciples went and woke him up, shouting, Lord, Save us. We're going to drown. Then Jesus gets up in verse 26. Jesus responded, why are you afraid? You have so little faith. Then he got up and rebuked the wind and waves, and suddenly there was a great calm. Don't that sound the way Jesus works? When you think you're going to drown, he won't let you drown. Verse 27, the disciples were amazed. Who is this man? They asked. Even the winds and waves obey him. I'm telling you the same thing. Even those pains in your body got to obey Jesus. If they could have killed you, you would have already been dead. But they couldn't kill you. No matter how many people get sarcastic with you, you are more than a conqueror. Let me read the same passage of scripture to you in the Message Bible. Matthew chapter 8, verse 22. The Bible said Jesus refused. First things first. Your business is life, not death. Follow me. Pursue life. That's what Jesus said. Verse 23. Then he got in the boat, his disciples with him. The next thing they knew, they were in a severe storm. Waves was crashing into the boat, and he was sound asleep. Does it seem like Jesus is asleep in your life? Does it appear to you that Jesus Christ is asleep in your life? They roused him, pleading, Master, save us. We're going to drown. We're going down. We're going down. Verse 26. Jesus reprimanded them. Why are you such cowards, such faint-hearted? Then he stood up and told the wind to be silent, the sea to quiet down, silence. The sea became smooth as glass. Have you seen that in your life? That looked like the tumultuous winds were so strong, the head currents, and looked like you was going to drown. It looked like you was going to die. But God rebuked that wind. He brought you out of that. He brought you through that. He brought you over that. Now it's history. You can look back and say, thank God he brought me out. Look what it says in the conclusion verse, verse 27. The men rubbed their eyes, astonished. What's going on here? Wind and sea come to heal at his command? Yes, that's what I want to tell you. Whatever's next, it comes to heal at the command of Jesus. Whatever you have to go through, I'm telling you that Christ Jesus is going to give you the victory over it. And you will be victorious. You will not lose. You will be an overcomer. Okay, don't forget I'm celebrating today is 1 year, 12 months. I've been here on Blog Talk Radio. And it's 5 months. Going into the 6 month that I've been on WSNR, I want to have a program this Saturday morning. It's something that I just came up with. I thought about it 3 weeks ago, but I didn't mention it when I was going to do it. But I want it this Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I'm asking everybody for a $12 donation. We're going to have not only a breakfast, not only some singing, not only some preaching, but a deliverance service. We had one this past Sunday right here at the Jesus Save Ministry. My own evangelist Charlene Steve Bowen, walked in the church with a cane, but God touched her and she walked out without a cane. Now, you know the devil's going to always try to bring something to your mind to make you believe that God didn't heal you. So she's been through all that, but God may work the miracle. And I have a service plan for this Saturday morning right here at the Jesus Save Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue between Cornelia Street and Putnam Avenue. I want you to be a part of this service. We're going to have a great time in the Lord, and I want you to know that God loves you, and you are more than a conqueror. Our address is on the screen. That's the Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221 if you'd like to write me. I'm asking for a $12 donation, $1 a month for 12 months that I've been on Blog Talk Radio. 12 months. Today I looked at the statistics. It was 11,900 and 96 viewers and listeners to the broadcast. I give God praise for that. The first month we was on last year, we had 17 people. Now today, in the same month of February, there has been 11,996 participants. And we give God the praise for that. Please come by this Saturday and let's have a great time. Yours truly, I am going to be the preacher this Saturday morning at 8 a.m. There's going to be healing and deliverance. I had one of my friends I was going to call, but it's going to be a deliverance service, a miracle service. Bring your miracle. I want you to bring the picture of your loved one that's going through. I want to show you, I want to let you know that God Almighty is on your side. Christ is on your side. Now listen, before I go out this morning, I want to play a little bit of James Cleveland. And he talks about where is your faith? Where is your faith? Where is your faith? That's what I want to talk about. I want to play the song, James Cleveland, Where is Your Faith? Listen.
I heard a conversation the other day between two Christians. One was a backslider and he'd lost his faith in Christ. He began to tell the Christian about his experiences, and this is what he said. He said, I've been so sick, in and out of the hospital, just from one sickness to the other. And the Christian said, tell me about it. And as they talked, the backslider said, I don't even think I can get well. And the Christian said, where is your faith? Tell me where is your faith in God? You see, he knew it was impossible to please the Lord without faith. And they kept on talking. The backslider said, I'm in trouble. I've got a case and I'm going to court next week. I don't have a good lawyer to plead my case. And I'm worried. Don't know which way to turn. The Christian said again, where is your faith? You've got to learn how to trust him. Tell me where is your faith in God? They kept on talking. The Christian wanted to find something that would encourage the man. The man said, and now I've been sick so long, I've lost my job. Christian said, let's talk about it. The man said, well, since I've been out of work and been sick, all my bills are past due. The Christian said, I know what you're talking about. Where is your faith? Stretch out on your faith. Tell me where. Where is your faith in God? Somebody listening to me know exactly what the man was going through. They kept on talking. The man said, and just laying around with the wrong crowd and getting out of the church, I picked up a bad habit. Christian said, well, tell me about it. He said, I think I'm hooked. And it doesn't seem like I can break free. The man said, don't you know God specializes? Where is your faith? Oh, bless God. Tell me where is your faith in God? They kept on talking. Christian was determined to give that boy some faith and some courage. He said, well,
My doctor bills have been so high from my sickness and my court case that I've run out of money. I don't draw no social security. I'm not on welfare. And I'm down to my last dime. The Christians say that's when God wants to step in for you. Where is your faith? Oh, bless God. Tell me where is your faith? In God, Lord God, where is your faith? In God. Now, before I leave, maybe you're a fish. Maybe you're going to court. Maybe your money's run out. Maybe you even have a habit and you prayed about it and it just does not seem like things are going to break for you. But I'd like to leave this with you just like the Christian told that man. By your faith. Thank you, Jesus.
Where is your faith in God? Where is your faith? Keep your faith in God. You're going to come through this thing. You're going to come out of this thing. God is going to give you the victory. But where is your faith? Don't turn loose your faith. Keep faith in God. Keep trusting God. Don't doubt. Jesus said to them, O ye of fear, why are ye fearful? O ye of little faith. That's what Jesus said. Why are you fearful? O ye of little faith. Don't give up on God. God's going to bring you through this. Don't give up on God. Please don't give up on Him. You're going to come through this. You're going to be healed. And I know my topic today is a little strange. Following Jesus, parenthesis, then I said, what's next? It looks like it's always something, something, something. Like it's never ending. It's always something, something. But guess what? Even if you weren't following Jesus, there's always something. Always something. But guess what? There's security in following Jesus. Listen, I got to go. Remember, at 7 a.m. today, from 7 to 8, I'll be on Blog Talk Radio. You can call me at 718-574-2244, or you can call me at 347-215-8017. I have a word for you on Blog Talk Radio this morning from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Remember, God loves you, and I do too. Listen, I'm going to go out today with a beautiful song that I figure I love this song. You know, I love all music, so that's me. I just love music, period. And I love to give God the praise. Donna Lawrence said there's a king inside of you. Remember that. You're more than a conqueror. In Jesus' name.
This song out to those struggling with low self-esteem, especially to those absentee fathers. Go reconnect with your sons, with your daughters. There is a king in you.
Thank you. And I came to help you find your inner king. You were born to rule. And you need to know that